Some of the other things I've proposed are, for example, a lot of wealthier Americans, they don't make their income through wages like you and I do. They make it through investment. They have investments in companies and stocks and all these sorts of things, and that's how they make a huge chunk of their income. And yet none of that investment income is taxed for Social Security purposes. So if we even just tax that investment income for Social Security purposes, we would raise another $50 billion towards doubling the Social Security payout. That investment income also is taxed at a much lower tax rate than what most Americans pay. So if you're an American who's making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, I think the cutoff is $500,000 a year, you're paying 39.6% of your income in income taxes, so about 40% of your income. But if you make that same amount of money through investment income, you know, through hedge funds, through stocks, through real estate, all these sorts of things, then you're only paying about half that amount, 15 to 20% of what's called capital gains tax is taxed on that kind of income. So that's why, you know, in the 2012 presidential election, there was all that controversy over Mitt Romney, who's paid such a low income tax than his secretaries and his chauffeurs and what have you. It was because Mitt Romney was paying the capital gains tax on investment income instead of on wage income. So if we just take that investment income and tax it normally, which we incidentally we used to do not that long ago in the United States, when President George Herbert Walker Bush was president, the capital gains tax wasn't nearly as low, and it was only under Bill Clinton that it was lowered to the rate that it is today. So if we just return the capital gains tax to what it was under a Republican president, we would raise a ton of more revenue for Social Security Plus. I mean, some of the loopholes on capital gains are really quite outrageous. There's one called step up in basis. Sounds very technical. Most people haven't even heard of it, what it is. And it's only benefits exclusively inherited wealth. And what it means is, like, let's say you have a yacht, and normally if you sell that yacht, you pay capital gains tax on that yacht. That's the difference between what you paid for it and what you're now selling it for. But let's say instead I die and I will it to you, and you now are selling it instead of me. You get to pay the tax on the difference between what it was worth when I willed it to you and then when you sold it. And so all the years that I owned it don't get taxed in this step-up in basis. It really should be called step-up in privilege, because, you know, 90% of this benefit goes to wealthy people. And so if we just got rid of that tax alone, you know, and just close that loophole that benefits only inherited wealth, we would save billions and billions of dollars more per year that could go into the Social Security Trust Fund. So I've identified a lot of different tax loopholes and exclusions like this that would help us to fund, you know, the amount of money that we need in order to double the Social Security benefit. And some of them, I think most people are, you know, when they learn about this, what you realize is that the tax code is really quite rigged. You know, another one example is the 401ks and IRAs. They're all subsidized by the federal government. It costs the federal government about $165 billion a year. And you think, like, well, okay, but that's going to help middle-class retirees, and it's, you know, it's a good use of federal dollars. Except that when you break down the numbers, now that we have a couple of decades of experience with this, we now know that 80% of that federal subsidy goes to the top 20% income earners. Most middle-class people, and particularly lower-class, poorer people, are not benefiting from this at all, primarily because they simply aren't saving enough money to put into a 401k or an IRA, so they can't benefit from this federal subsidy. So, you know, there's just numerous examples like this where even the things that we think are helping our country in terms of the retirement system are actually helping a small group of wealthier Americans, and the vast majority of Americans are not benefiting from them at all. So I'm basically saying, let's scrap all these loopholes and deductions. Let's simplify things and just simply double the monthly Social Security benefit. That would be far better for more Americans than what we're doing now.